It is a controversial, actually a beyond controversial comment about Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III, and it's getting a lot of reaction.
Okay, he's black, he kind of does the thing, but he's not really down with the cause. He's not one of us. He's kind of black, he's in the, but he's not really like the guy you really want to hang out with.
That's Rob Parker on ESPN's First Take today. Even Stephen A. Smith said he was uncomfortable where the conversation had turned.
Well, the Washington Post's Clinton Yates joins us now to talk about all this. Clinton, good to have you here on WTOP once again.
Glad to be here.
So, Rob Parker makes these comments. What was your reaction when you heard them?
First of all, I just want to make something clear. Whoever believes that they're running the blackness police needs to chill. This whole conversation to me is just a big step backwards in terms of everything that we believe about ourselves to be in terms of race and so forth moving forward in America. And it's comments like this that make not just, frankly, black people, but everybody look stupid.
So you heard it, and what's your reaction?
I just don't understand where his logic is coming from. I mean, the first thing he says is, I don't know where these questions are coming from, and then brings up the concept of the race of his fiance and whether or not he's a Republican or not. And then he says later, we can be dishonest or we can be honest. This is what people are saying in the barbershop. So which one is it? I'm not really sure I understand where he's coming from. He's inserting something that he doesn't seem to want to believe, although he knows it's outlandish and, quite frankly, asinine. I just don't understand what his logic is.
Here we are in 2012, and it's sort of, I think, confounding to a lot of people. Why are we even talking about something like this at this day and age?
I agree. And the other thing is that there's a problem with me in terms of ESPN and this show in particular. First Take, I've written a column about this before, be it Skip Bayless, be it even Stephen A. Smith, who backed off from those comments that you guys played earlier. There always seems to be some discussion that is kind of trolling the actual sports talk and moving to some realm of racial whatever that I'm just not sure is even germane to any discussion. I don't understand why this show seems to constantly have these problems that offend people so much. You can say it's buzz, but on the same side, I don't understand where there's any sort of journalistic integrity. I guess this is the entertainment portion of the ESPN acronym.
Right. Well, you can certainly make the case that some people just purely do this for the publicity, but when you throw it out there, there will always be people who say, yeah, RG3, he's not black enough.
I guess. I mean, last time I was at the barbershop, the only thing anybody wanted to talk about was whether or not RG3 was going to be able to run for 1,000 yards. It didn't have anything to do with his hair, and it certainly didn't have anything to do with his fiance. I'm not saying that's not a discussion that some people are having, but just because people are having it doesn't mean that it's a smart thing to do.
Now, RG3 does get asked a lot about his race and his ability and being such a young guy, being such a personality in this country at this juncture of his career. He was quoted by USA Today as saying, quote, you want to be defined by your work ethic, the person you are, your character, your personality, which seems to be a pretty nice rephrasing of what Dr. King wanted folks to think.
I don't know that Dr. King needs to be called on in discussions about NFL quarterbacks in terms of football. Mm-hmm. I mean, I come from the standpoint that, yeah, it is just a sport. It is just a game, and I might be a big sports fan myself, but I don't consider a guy playing quarterback for the Washington Redskins to be some sort of representative of the black community in a larger context, even though many black folks in D.C., where I'm from, take that position very seriously in terms of how he represents us on a certain level. I just don't think it's fair.
All right. Thanks a lot for being with us, Clinton.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. That's Clinton Yates from The Washington Post.